Well, you know, years ago, I was going through correspondence, and I opened one of, I think it was an email I got, and I'm reading it, and there's this guy who's kind of upset with me. You can tell, you can't tell tone of voice always in emails, because unless they're all capital letters or something. I do get some of those, believe it or not. And so I was reading through this one, and it sounded like he was really sincerely upset with me, you know, and that's not odd to find either. I mean, a lot of people are sincerely upset with me, but most of them are wrong, so. So I answer this guy back, and anyway, he came to understand that I'm not as bad as everybody thought I was. In fact, we became really good friends, and I have a great friend in Greg Taylor, and a lot of you know Greg. He is a pastor, has been a pastor for years. He is serving the Lord faithfully. He's going the long haul with the Lord. He has a heart of a pastor, heart for missions. He's reaching out not only in the United States, in Lancaster, where he's at, serving a local congregation, but also he's reaching across the ocean to the African continent. He has a heart to see people understand the gospel of God's grace there. I could go on and on about this man and his family and his kids who are serving the Lord. They're great family, wonderful people. Give Greg Taylor a great big welcome as he shares his testimony tonight. God bless you, brother.